Huckabee bombing suspect to face charges. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Federal authorities say they now have in custody the man accused of making the bomb that brought down Pan Am Flight 103 34 years ago.
Muammar Gaddafi accepted responsibility for the bombing in a general sense. Restitution was paid to the victims' families, but Gaddafi always denied he'd ordered the attack. So it took 2 years of negotiations to get the suspect here. Back in December 21st, 2020, the 32nd anniversary, then Attorney General Bill Barr announced the specific charges against Massoud.
Fox's David Spunt. NASA's unmanned Artemis 1 mission has returned to Earth after a 25-day trip.
The next step is to send astronauts to orbit the moon in 2024 and land there in 2025. NASA Administrator, former Senator Bill Nelson, says the moon is not the end goal anymore, but the beginning.
The plan is to get ready to go with humans to Mars late in the decade of the 2030s, and then even further beyond.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Former California Congresswoman Karen Bass was sworn in by Vice President Kamala Harris as mayor of Los Angeles today. In the Democrats' inauguration speech, Bass said her main priorities include addressing homelessness, jobs, and crime.
Let's compete not against the business community, but with the business community, side by side, to preserve and grow our economic and employment base. That starts with bringing people inside and safer and cleaner neighborhoods.
Bass is the first woman and second black person to serve as mayor of Los Angeles. Three bald eagles have died and 10 are sick after it's believed they ate euthanized animals improperly disposed of at a Minneapolis area landfill. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
A superhero again conquers the weekend box office. Fox's Kathleen Maloney reports.
Black Panther Wakanda Forever, number one for the fifth straight week. The Disney and Marvel movie adding over 11 million in ticket sales, bringing its domestic total to nearly $410 million. An R-rated comic action film remains in second place.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Time for some season's beatings.
Violent Night selling $8.7 million worth of tickets in its second week in theaters. Third place goes to Disney's computer animated sci-fi flick, Strange World, with $3.6 million in ticket sales. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
Another joint moon mission is now underway.
Japan and the United Arab Emirates are going to the moon. Well, sort of. Sitting atop a SpaceX rocket, the UAE's first lunar rover, and a toy-like robot from Japan lifted off from Cape Canaveral Sunday. A company called iSpace is running the show, and unlike NASA's unmanned Orion crew capsule, which took 5 days to make the journey, this mission, dubbed Hakuto, meaning white rabbit in Japanese, will take its time getting there to save on fuel. The joint Japanese-UAE effort should touch down inside the Atlas crater by the end of April. There, the 22-pound rover, named Rashid after Dubai's royal family, will begin operations, while the Japanese space agency's orange-sized sphere will turn itself into a wheeled robot to roam about the lunar surface. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
A bunch of Santa lookalikes took to the ski slopes to spread some seasonal cheer today. More than 300 jolly old elves, all dressed in red, dashed together down a mountain in Maine. A skiing Grinch and a skiing Christmas tree joined the party. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.